This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and 93.7 here in Tampa. Now to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And let's not forget a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that starts out with our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Then it moves on over to the guys and gals hauling the mail at the bulk mail centers. Thanks, Felix and the crew, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers that tune into the show every night. We appreciate each and every one of you. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's the Trump social media website. We're on Twitter. And you can find us there as Captain's America. That's our handle for all of those Captain's America. Now, our website, it's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and find out what it is we have to offer. You might be excited. Okay, on the telephone line, we've got the man, the myth, the legend up there in the frozen tundra of the panhandle of Florida. And I think it's a little chilly up there today. It's Frank Sabato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Is there a little twinkle between your toes this morning because it's a little nippy up there?
Well, it's reminiscent of my youth. We're below 32 degrees, so it's kind of interesting.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we were at 50 a few minutes ago. Now we're up to 52, but it's colder than that between you and me, and I know it's cold up here because I was watching the temperature drop up there, and I'm going, holy cow, better you than me.
Yeah, I hear that.
God. And besides that, my arthritis doesn't like that. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Well, Mr. Frank, Nancy Pelosi steps down as the House Democratic leader after nearly 20 years. The hour's come, she says, for a new generation to lead. And right away, a name pops right out of the blue, who I've heard before, Joaquim Jeffries. Now, he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to point out that Pelosi ain't gone yet.
Right.
She's not running for leadership next in the next Congress. She still holds the gavel until they recess for the holidays.
Yep.
So they will try to get some things passed right at the end. Everybody should keep their eyes open.
Yep.
And keep your eye on the ball here to make sure that things don't slip through.
Yep.
Without some protest if they do it. But Hakeem Jeffries, boy, they didn't choose someone who was going to go back to the center. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's from New York. He's on the Congressional Black Caucus. He is radically left. So where Pelosi left off, Hakeem Jeffries is not only going to start, he's going to probably blaze some new trail. I don't think you're going to get a whole lot of pushback from the squad on this. That should tell you something. They are of like mind. So the far left agenda in the House may have a different face, but it has just as much radical vigor.
Hmm. Well, I'm not surprised to hear any of this. I did hear that he was radical. I haven't really paid a lot of attention to him. I do remember him saying some things, like in 2018, he was pretty much a conspirator about, well, Donald Trump stole the election. He stole the election. And I remember hearing all of that stuff, but that was him that led that charge.
Boy, amazing how the whole election denier thing didn't apply to anybody in 2016.
Right.
You know, from Hillary Clinton on down, everybody who said stolen election, they stole it. Nobody was screaming denier back then. But, boy, you talk about 2020, and you might as well have believed that the Holocaust didn't happen.
Yep. Yep.
You know, so this election's in the books for the most part. You know, they're still counting ballots, which is just mind-blowing to me.
You know what they're doing. They're counting ballots until they find a Democratic winner in one of those two races in California.
Yeah, it's the Franken syndrome. Oh,
yeah.
Look, we found a box of ballots in the trunk of some guy's car.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see anybody screaming for them to marry the number of ballots that are cast to the number of voters there are. Maybe in 5 or 6 years they might go, wow, you know?
Yeah.
They were like,
and that's amazing, Frank, because nobody's done that. Nobody's asked to match up the number of votes with the number of voters. Nobody's asked to do that except Florida.
Yeah, well, Florida fixed it after 2000. We're proud of our election system.
You bet we are. Hold that thought, my friend. Okay, folks, you're coming back with more of Frank Savalo. Frank Savalo, undergroundusa.com. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank, and we'll be right back to Frank in a minute after I get to tell you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, the Moss Nissan dealerships. Now, they have several Moss Nissan dealerships, the newest of which is the one in Brooksville on State Route 50, right over there by the parkway, the expressway of the Veterans, which is over there, I guess it's called the South Seacoast or something. But anyway, it's the Veterans Expressway, changes names up there in Brooksville and then runs further up the line, right there at State Route 50. Now, you can stop by and see that new dealership. Find out what they're all about, get acquainted to them and with them, and they'll afford you some great opportunities, I'll tell you right now, from oil changes, tire rotations, to buying a new or buying a certified pre-owned vehicle. But they also have dealers at dealerships in Crystal River, which is further up the line, Newport Richey, which is further down the line at 19 and 54, and of course they've got the Nissan and the Acura dealerships on Florida Avenue right here in Tampa. Now you can find out more by going online to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and remember, they have the world-famous You Serve, You Save program there for active duty military, veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, whether you're firefighter, whether or not you're police, sheriff, or state police, and also church pastors, too, where you get a great deal afforded to you because of your service to the community. And, of course, they also have Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, where you get free oil changes and tire rotations done as well. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Maus, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open some doors, too. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, is back with us. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We have got an interesting situation going here with Hunter Biden. it appears that we have a congressman from Kentucky, James Comer, who's come out and said members of what's expected to be a GOP House now are discussing plans to investigate President Biden, his family, and his administration. Here's what Comer said, the quote. We are going to make it very clear that this is now an investigation of President Biden. Now, the name that keeps popping up all the time is Hunter.
Well, we're going back to the future. This is stuff that the mainstream media should have been investigating during the campaign, during the 2020 campaign, if not beforehand. You know, they should have been looking into this when Hunter got onto the plane to go with his father over to China.
Yep.
That said, you know, we on the right side of the aisle need to hold people accountable, so I'm glad that there's going to be an investigation. I just hope it doesn't become one of these media darling witch hunts like the left executed for 6 years against Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to elevate government back to serving the people instead of serving the political parties. Now, if Hunter Biden and the Biden family have done things that are, have transgressed the law, then that should be dealt with. I doubt anything is going to come from any of these investigations because Merrick Garland is the attorney general.
Yep.
It might be something that could tee things up for after 2024. If and when a Republican president takes the helm again and has a legitimate attorney general, I'm saying that Garland's illegitimate because he has politicized the office to such an extent that it's just an extension of not only the Biden campaign team, but the DNC.
Right.
So that's why I call him illegitimate. I think we dodged a bullet with him not being on the Supreme Court, too.
Yep.
But yeah, we should be looking into this with ingenuous eyes and not political eyes so that we're doing good government and not doing opportunistic politics. That's the only thing that I worry about with we're going to investigate this and we're going to have a panel on that and we're going to slate a special committee to look into this. Is there enough to look into everything in Washington? Constantly and all the time, yes. It's a cesspool. And it needs to be flushed. But we can't just do tit for tat with the investigations because of those things, they lose potency when you use of all politics all the time. You're going to investigate, you're going to find things that are wrong, make the recommendations. Make the hard recommendations and just don't do it for political reasons. Do it for the good of the country.
Wait till I tell you this one. According to the reports coming from the Republican Party, 50 countries are involved with this money-making scam of Hunter Biden's. 50 countries. And the White House reportedly spent $250,000 to try to dispel rumors of those 50 countries.
Well, now unless that's coming out of the campaign fund, they're using taxpayer dollars for political purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's against the law.
Yep.
It's against the law. So do we make a stance and say, hey, you know, this entire time that you have been doing political stuff for your own opportunistic benefit, that's all been illegal, and someone is going to jail for it, which means you would have to ask for a special prosecutor at this point because Merrick Garland would have to recuse himself because he's politicized the office.
Right.
You know, yeah. This is how you have to look into it. You know, the corruption and the I don't care about the rules is so incredibly deep on the left side of the aisle ever since the Obama. I'm even going to give Clinton a little credit on this.
Mm-hmm.
Since Obama, Clinton's Justice Department at least did some stuff. there was a special prosecutor about Monica Lewinsky. You know, Obama, he started the whole era of, I don't give a damn. I've got a pen and a phone on the President of the United States, and if the rules are there, they can be broken. And Biden has taken that throttle and jammed it through the dashboard. So, you know, getting back again to the investigations. Yeah, we need them, but we have to do it for the good of government and in service of the people, not because it's politically opportune and it helps the parties. Party politics on both sides of the aisle needs a good enema.
Okay. Let's talk about Arizona GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake, who has announced that she will not concede the race to Democrat Katie Hobbs. The Trump-endorsed Republican said that this past week has confirmed that she has assembled a legal team to explore the Arizona voting laws.
She's got every right in the world with a race that close to demand a recount. There is no good reason in the world why anybody should be upset with a candidate losing by less than a point to say, hey, I would like a recount. An ethical secretary of state or supervisor of elections for his state would say, okay, let's start the process. But because the supervisor of elections in Arizona happened to be the secretary of state who is the new governor-elect,
yep,
we're going to hear about how she's a denier and she's not accepting the results of a legitimate election, and how all the votes have been counted. Now she's just on a witch hunt. Look at little Donald Trumpet Jr.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to hear. Believe me, if the tables were turned and Hobbs would have lost by a point, or even, I'm going to say even 2 points, she would have been demanding a recount, and they would have rubber-stamped the recount because of who she was. She should have recused herself. She should have handed off to the Deputy Secretary of State to execute this entire election.
Right.
And as I've been saying, if she didn't have enough ethical will to do that during the campaign, how are the people of Arizona supposed to believe that she's got the ethical will to lead in an ingenuous nature?
Right. Now, we're going to be going to break. You're going to stick around for another segment, and thank you very much for doing that. And I've got a question from a caller out in California. This is a young gal who is doing a high school project, and she's listening, I understand, right now to what her answer is going to be. But the question, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be, why do some states take so long to count votes? And Frank is going to give little Bonnie over there her answer, because, like I say, she's doing a paper on this. And maybe, just maybe, we might be able to help somebody out. What do you think?
Hey, why not?
Okie dokie. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I shall return.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first official day of winter is still a month away, but winter is making its presence known across the United States this weekend. As lake effect snow piles up in western New York, a blast of cold Arctic air will send temperatures downward from the northern Rockies to the southern plains. House Republicans held a press conference Thursday, the morning after officially taking the majority, vowing to investigate the Biden family's business dealings. The evidence, they say, on the Biden laptop was ignored under Democrat rule, will see the light of day. Sanctions against Russia's invasion of Ukraine are having an impact. Russia's economy shrank 4% year-to-year in the third quarter of 2022. That officially puts the Russian economy in a recession as it comes on top of a 4.1% decline in their gross domestic product. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch, and this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends of Relief Factor. Go over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Try out the 1995 3-week quick start. Find out what I've found out. Started to take it 8 years ago for the injuries that I've had, and it works for me. It'll work for you. relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to our good friend Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We have a question from a young gal over in California. Her name is Bonnie. She says, why do, and this is for a high school project, I might add, project. She says, why do some states take so long to count votes?
Well, first I want to say I applaud you, Bonnie, for being engaged and being in high school. God bless you. I wish more of your classmates were like that, taking an interest in government and why things happen. In the politics that leads up to the execution of government, bravo to you. The answer is in the Constitution. Each state legislature gets to decide how they want to do federal elections. And the election law in some states, like Arizona and California and some of the others that are taking a very long time, Nevada, to calculate, have said that mail-in ballots can be postmarked by midnight on election day, and therefore they have to give a grace period for how long they want to count ballots afterwards. A lot of these same states don't allow their election officials to open up those ballots before the polls close on election day. In some states, they've realized that it extends this period of counting votes well into a 10th day and maybe into the second week. So they have shutoff dates for when you have to get your mail-in ballot back. In Florida, I believe it's 10 days before the election. That's why Florida was able to count their ballots on election day and tell you who won. So this is an act of being able to amend the election law in California and Arizona and Nevada and every place else that's still counting ballots to say, hey, you've got to mail in ballots in 10 days before the election because we're going to start processing them then so we can have a winner on election day. That said, we shouldn't be having early voting as long as we do, and mail-in voting shouldn't be a thing at all unless you're voting absentee and willing to actually provide an affidavit that you are the person who is voting. It's a right and a privilege to vote in the United States, and we have to keep election day sacrosanct.
Now, you've heard of the Tunnel for Towers Foundation, right?
Absolutely. Great organization.
We have a gentleman. We have a gentleman sitting across the table from me. I'm going to turn his mic on here right at the moment. Okay. There we go. Say something.
Good morning.
There you go. A little closer to the mic, please.
Good morning.
There you go. Better. All right. Now, Frank, you are a brother. You are a brother of the badge, just like I am, converted to news talk personality that you are. What would you like to say to him about the Tunnels for Towers Foundation?
It is such an impressive and important organization, and if people aren't familiar with Tunnel to Towers, they have to get familiar with it. It is doing such great work that it should be one of the number one Gold Star charities that people think about giving to every year when it gets to be giving season. So I applaud you, and good luck, brother. I hope everything that you do it surpasses your wildest dreams in this endeavor.
All right. What do you think?
Thank you. It's an honor to be a part of it, an honor to share the story of Stephen Siller and all the good deeds that the foundation and Frank Siller and his team continue to do. It's an absolute honor and privilege.
Okay. Well, Frank, I appreciate you sticking around a little bit longer. We had to answer Bonnie's question, but I will talk to you on Monday morning, my friend.
Stay low, my friend, and stay low, my new friend.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, firefighters are a dying breed. We actually care about each other. We actually take care of each other, if you will. Okay. And Chris Colon, that's your name, right, Chris?
Chris Colon. Yes,
sir. Colon. All right. Like as in Cologne, Germany. All right. Now, I know about Tunnels for Towers, just basically what I've seen about it, and I probably know a few people involved with the group through my affiliation with the Fire Department of New York many years ago. But you've got this new project going on now. You've got this, the Do Good Village. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the foundation, as you know, born of 9/11, one of our worst days. Didn't need 9/11, but we needed 9/12. And we like to remind folks of that, and it's never forget. So Frank Siller, CEO, uncompensated volunteer for the foundation, they have put together, thanks to local Pasco County, Florida, family generous donation of 65 acres up in Land O'Lakes, Pasco County. They broke ground last December. First Gold Star family member is going to move in this December 17th for the ribbon cutting. The 9/11 Mobile Museum from the foundation will be in town as well for that event. But this was born from the lay Franciscan, St. Francis of Assisi, if you know Frank Siller and the Siller family, devout in their beliefs, and their saying is, let us do good for as long as we're on this earth, which is how the village got its name, the Let Us Do Good Village. There'll be 96 homes, 20 of which will be smart homes for our catastrophically injured veterans. The home can be run by a tablet. The other 76 homes will be for our fallen first responders, firefighters, law enforcement, military, across the nation. We just last night out in Hollywood, Florida, 21 mortgage-free homes were presented by Frank Siller.
I saw the ceremony.
And the foundation.
Yeah, you were at the Fox Awards or whatever they call it.
Yes, Fox and Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely amazing. If time permits today, if you don't know the Stephen Siller story and how this was born, obviously 21 years in the making. The run in New York through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel drew 32,000 people last year on the 20th anniversary to help memorialize Stephen's last steps.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they have a run here, too, don't they?
Yeah, so locally, local volunteer directors like myself, area coordinators, can have an event. Tampa is privileged to have four local events. The Tampa Tower Climb, my event in Trinity Pasco is a 5K. There is a tennis, golf, and pickleball tournament in East Lake Woodlands on January 13th. And we just had November 5th, the Clearwater 5K over the Clearwater Bridge.
Okay, because back in the day, I might have wanted to perhaps participate in the run or even going up and down the stairs, but I can't do that anymore. My legs won't let me because of the injury that I suffered.
Yes, sir.
But it is what it is. And, of course, there's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't remember what happened that day, because I'll show you something before you leave the building that's right here in this building, mm-hmm. that came from there, that's here to stay. And if you ever get a chance to go to Mission Barbecue, you'll see a couple things there that are there to stay.
Yeah, they're great.
That are all part of that day. But the one thing about what Frank Still is doing for his brother, Stephen, is to be commended. A lot of people just said, that's it. What do we do now? But Frank picked himself up by the bootstraps and said, nope, we're going to honor my brother. We're going to do this. We're going to honor everybody else. And he has. He's taken care of just about everybody and anybody that's come along.
Yeah, if you've ever heard him speak, even at this last year's event in New York, there will never be a first responder, fallen firefighter with young children at home that will not be taken care of by the foundation. That's a promise.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing to know, because we have a friend in the back room that does the police, and I pretty much do the fire and the military because that's what I've been.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of keep it going that way, don't we there, Mr.
Yes, we do.
Mr. Mark? We kind of keep it going that way because it means a lot. It's a brotherhood, and it never goes away.
It is. We take for granted because we're in that circle. And when I talk about the foundation and all their good deeds, if you haven't grown up in the military or in the service or public service, they're intrigued by it because it might be the first time they've heard of the Tunnel to Towers and what they do. So thanks to you for having us on, helping spread the good word, and we continue to share all their good deeds. Growing up in Long Island, New York myself, you kind of did your time as a volunteer firefighter. They were your neighbors, your friends, and you knew they were going to answer the call regardless of who was on the other end.
Yeah, and when my wife and I lived on Long Island for the couple of years that we were there, when I got transferred down to be with FDNY from upstate New York, I was a fire training instructor, and they needed somebody to cover for them, so I did that.
Right.
We used to have the volunteers that would come in from time to time,
yeah.
and work the tower with us,
yeah.
and that's how they got their initial fire attack. That's one of the things I trained was initial fire attack, so there you go. I'm just looking at my clock here. Okay, well, we're going to be going to break here in a minute, but stick around. Folks, if you've got any calls for Chris Colon, the number is 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. Please give us a call, ask any questions, and see how you can get involved in the Tunnels for Towers Foundation. I'll be right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Frank is going to take us back after break. Go for it, Frank.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle, I will take it right away. You'll hear Kyle tonight with me during hour number one on the Weekend Edition show. Now, this broadcast, part of the broadcast being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA, and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, remember, Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in the Sarasota Bay, Tampa Bay area only. Now, all military and all first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. One more time, 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, we're back to chatting with Chris Colon. Let me get this right here. There we go. And Chris is with the Tunnels for Tower group, and it's a foundation. And I've seen enough about Frank Stiller. I'm very familiar with what it is he's doing. And I'm just so happy to see he's honoring his brother, Stephen. We all know somebody that died that day. We all know somebody. I knew too many somebodies. And of the 343 firefighters that gave their lives, there was at least another three or four times that amount that would have done the same thing. I was just lucky enough that I didn't get far enough upstairs that I didn't get caught in it. I got just inside the building, and that was it for me. But the fact of the matter is that you have a tremendous organization. You're doing so much good stuff. You're putting together this Let Us Do Good Village. Again, I want to emphasize on that. Tell us what people can do to help you with that.
Right. For the Let Us Do Good Village, if you can visit T2T.org, under one of the many programs, is our Let Us Do Good Village right here in Pasco County, Florida, Land O'Lakes to be specific. 96 homes built for our fallen heroes and their families. They'll live mortgage-free because they have the little ones that were left behind. Our catastrophically injured veterans will have access to a smart home that can be run by a tablet. So 20 of those 96 homes being built. The first one, a Gold Star family member, Danielle, and her two little ones. The ribbon cutting is December 17th, Land O'Lakes, 9:30 a.m. if you can join us at the site. The Mobile 9/11 Museum will be in town for that weekend as well.
Wow. Double wow. Because everybody has seen the wall. And I remember we had it at the fairgrounds here a few years ago. And I did not realize that my cousin's name was on that wall. And I happened to go over and I looked at it and I walked right up to his name. I don't know why, but I walked right up to his name. And there it was. It was like an omen.
Yeah, it's the Mobile Museum has relics, artifacts, items donated by the fallen and their family. You can see pieces of steel. There's a turnout coat from one of the families that was donated, and you can still smell the coat. It'll raise the hairs on the back of your neck for sure.
You'll find out when you go down the hallway in a little bit that there's something down that hallway that you can smell, and you'll realize what it is you're smelling.
Exactly right.
It's just something that the smell and the taste, it never goes away. I wake up every morning with that taste in my mouth. Every morning. And it's just something that's there. Now, Chris, the other thing, what is it that you do for Tunnels of Terror?
So I'm honored to be a volunteer director and area coordinator. There are seven events in Florida, including tower climbs, runs from Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, and the four local here in the greater Tampa Bay area. So if someone has an interest or questions regarding the foundation, Stephen Siller, how we can help, I'm there. We have a cadre of volunteers and coordinators like myself across the state. We just had a check presentation in the last 2 days, local McKittrick Middle School. Children got together, raised $5,000. They'll have a tree and a plaque placed at the Let Us Do Good Village. So we're there to help represent the foundation and all the platforms that we can do and help our local heroes.
Now, Stephen, the deceased firefighter, was your uncle?
No. Well, we're all brothers in arms, but no direct family relation with the Sillers.
Okay. All right. So he was what, the brother to?
Frank.
Frank. Okay. All right. I want to get the right connection. Want to get the right connection in there.
Yeah. Frank is near the elder of the six Siller children. Stephen was raised as their own.
And he's the one that ran across the country or something like that.
Yeah, Frank, for the 20th anniversary, visited each of the three crash sites, walking to each site, ending in New York on 9/11.
Hmm. Yeah, that had to be a little difficult. All right, I want to ask you one more question, then I'm going to go over here to my person that's on the telephone line hanging in there, Patrick Hyland. But the question I want to ask you again is I want you to give out the website, and people that are listening that want to get involved in your organization, please tell them how they can do that.
Yeah, www.t2t.org, tunnels2towers.org. We have thousands of patriots, just $11 a month if you want to become a continuing contribution. There's now 72 events nationwide if you want to find one locally to you and become part of Stephen's squad and volunteer. Or if there's not an event in your area, you can actually create one yourself, and the foundation, we love to stand behind you and help you get, whether it's a 5K or a tower climb in your own neighborhood, set up.
Okay, very good. And I appreciate you coming in. I appreciate you talking to the audience, and hopefully something will happen of that. You take care. All right, let's get this going here, folks, see what we got.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
There he is. Take it away, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, America. Happy Friday. Let's have a great weekend. Big sports last night. The Tennessee Titans hang on against the Green Bay Packers and win 27-17.
Wow.
The Tampa Bay Lightning, Captain, 4-1 victors. So
how many is that? They won what, 4 or 5 in a row?
Yeah, looking good, man. They just got to keep it up now, see if they can get back on the roll they had last year. So that's what that's all about. A couple guys limited in practice, G.B. Allen for the Buffalo Bills. And speaking of the Buffalo Bills, Captain, they're moving the game from Buffalo.
Come on. I've sat through so many of those snowball games up there, and they can't play football in 3 feet of snow, 4 feet of snow. Give me a break.
Oh, come on, Captain. We need to help out the fans. We got to put it in a dome. All the stadiums should
The fans
dome.
Loved it when we got snow like that. Trust me.
Oh, man, come on. Driving in that, freezing in that, no way.
It didn't matter. They loved it. They lived in it. I'm telling you, that's the way it was.
No, I know. A lot of people are like that. No, I get it. I'm just not a big fan, Captain. I don't like the weather.
Well, no, you're a Florida boy. You couldn't take 2 inches of snow, let alone 3 feet.
Whoa. And you guys can't 10 or 100 degree heat and 110 on the field.
I love the heat.
So there you go.
Bring it on.
There you go, Captain. I love it. Well, you know, should be some great college football this weekend, Captain. A lot of games are not going to mean anything. They're kind of this kind of warm-up game for the rivalry games next weekend. But there'll be a few this weekend. You want to stay tuned and see how it shapes up the top 25 and the college bowl system. And then NFL, now it's getting crunch time. You know, you play 10 games. Most teams have played 10 games. And now we're going to see, you know, with 7 left, who's going to come out ahead to make the playoffs and do some damage.
Listen, I got to ask you a question because a lot of people are asking me. Brady got involved in that FTX stuff, promoting that, right?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Is he going to be in trouble legally along with Giselle for doing those commercials?
Yeah, I don't know, Captain. What are we going to start doing? You know, you represent something, you do your best, and the company does wrong, so you're going to blame those people? That's a slippery slope, in my opinion. You know, come on. I mean, you know, it's like blaming the gun manufacturer for someone, you know, shooting somebody. I'm not a big fan of that. That's me personally. Some people agree, disagree, and make up their own choices. But again, talk about making up your own choices, Captain. It is Medicare season, my man.
Yep.
So please. Anybody out there, give me a call, 813-966-1052. Simple number, 813-966-1052. Captain, I helped out somebody yesterday save $1,000 a year on their prescriptions. Good. I can do it for the people listening. So please give me a call, and let's have a cup of coffee, talk some sports. 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. Have a wonderful weekend, sir.
Take care, my friend. Talk to you on Sunday or sooner or whatever. Okay, folks, that's the end of the weekday show, Monday through Friday. I'll be back tonight with a weekend show for everybody. Many of these same stations and a whole bunch more. Have a great day, and remember, God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.